Cisco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports, Royals, Chiefs, K-State Athletics, all of it. Go to the Odyssey app, download the Fesco and Dusty one, and then go tell your coworkers. These guys are wild early in the morning.
And then sign up for YouTube as well.
Yeah, subscribe on the YouTube page. You can watch us. Maloney puts us on the TV every morning. That's because he's obsessed with Mac. They're now like mouse, they're mouse bros. They go and they destroy mice. So when, you know, Mac and I get told to hit the rocks in this building, Maloney, you got a couple of employees.
Exterminators.
Right around. Yes. Yeah, we'll be back.
It's a fun day.
Mouse busters. I ain't afraid of no mouse. Actually, you were. You ran like a little girl.
One of the greatest.
I ran towards it.
One of the greatest bar names back in the day, Blue Springs, the Trouser Mouse.
That was the name of a bar?
It was.
That's cool. Yeah. How long did that stay open?
Oh, for years. Where you karaoke'd on Wednesday night. It was a dim
nice.
Red.
My name is.
Yep. Yeah. You never saw that guy there. Yeah, shout out to the Trouser Mouse. And then it turned into like a Chinese restaurant.
Right.
But it was cool. You could hit darts back in the corner. Some guy randomly would get up on the stage and sing like Creep by Radiohead.
No.
Oh, of course. One of the most karaoke songs of all time.
Are you kidding me?
Creep? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun. And always there's that air guitar guy.
Oh, yeah.
That does it in that line. Did you see the Raiders schedule release video? They use Penn and Teller. Do you know who Penn and Teller
yeah,
are?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I thought one of them
Don't
died.
Hit me with it, of course. I mean, that's a tough one.
No, it's not. He's a theater guy. He knows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd be more at my, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Penn and Teller have been around forever.
So they went into the room where all the referees were sitting, and they were pulling random flags out of their pockets, and they said, Chiefs, Raiders, week, whatever.
Okay.
I was like, that's
all right. Right.
Chiefs,
fair enough. Calls. Yeah. Fair enough.
I did like the Chargers, you know, incorporating Chiefsaholic again into that.
Funny.
But here's what I want to do, a total sidebar on this. I was thinking about this the other day because I am over like this Chiefsaholic thing and kind of always being related back to us. From now on, every criminal that gets arrested, we need to know what fandom they are. Because why does it matter that this guy was a Chiefs fan? He was in a rat suit running around, right? Mm-hmm. And it all comes back Wolf. to the Chiefs, and all this kind of stuff, right? Stop. Like, the Chiefs have nothing to do with this guy at all. It's not like it was the Chiefs mascot that was running around doing something like this. It was a man in a costume, and the only reason he was in a wolf costume is because he was robbing banks. And so from now on, I want to know everybody's fandom, and I want ESPN to cover every arrest in America like they cover Chiefsaholic. Jet fan arrested, I mean, that'd be all day. Patriot fan would be all day.
Yep.
Eagle fan, all day.
Well, didn't Fireman Fred go under some scrutiny?
Like, well, they just got tired of him, I think.
Well, I mean, there's a super fan for it. Bartman, I mean, he's a Cubs super fan, mm-hmm. then he disappeared because they covered him.
Yeah.
Like, who's that guy that screwed him? Mark Pryor.
I mean, that guy still hasn't really surfaced.
Bartman? That was a great 30 for 30.
I met a guy when I was at spring training that his ex-wife is the cousin of Bartman and was like, yeah, we haven't heard from that guy in years.
Right. So life after Kelsey, right? Like, not going to be here forever, but it's always been cool to watch the duo is what we're getting at. The duo of him and Mahomes, right? We had the duo of Lorenzo Cain and Salvador Perez. We talked yesterday like what Mahomes' career might be after Travis Kelce, because what did we say, like 22% of his yards and 25% of his touchdowns, all with Travis Kelce being involved with the offense and everything in that sort of matter.
Which I thought was kind of a small number looking back on that. You just have the images of your mind, you know, and think like the throws go to Kelce.
But if you go back and look at everybody else's, it's like 4%.
Yeah.
Even Tyreek Hill, you're like, oh, yes, 5% of Patrick Mahomes' yards and touchdowns. What's Travis Kelce got? 26 and 22.
Tyreek made a video yesterday, right? The Colts had to pull it down or something.
It got banned. They didn't approve it.
That's like horseradish.
Yeah. It's probably still on the internet, though, which is hilarious.
I can't believe a team actually did that, which is brilliant. I love it.
The Indianapolis Colts is who did it. So I ask, when Kelce leaves, and say this is the end of this era, do you think that Bobby Witt Jr. will be a champion first, or do you think Patrick Mahomes will win another one?
Well, I'm going to say Mahomes just because I've got that body of work. I know what Patrick Mahomes has done. I know what Patrick Mahomes is capable of doing. And Patrick Mahomes can have more of an impact on a game than any one baseball player can. And so Bobby's off to a really good start. I still think, obviously, they need to build more around him, like his get his running mate in there, if you will, whether that's Cole Reagans, maybe that's Chris Bubich. He was boobalicious a couple nights ago. Maybe at some point it ends up being Cags or somebody else that we're not thinking of right now, Renfro. But I think ultimately I'm going to go with Patrick Mahomes on this one because they've got the proof. They've proven that they can do this. Mahomes knows how to go out there and win. So until Bobby shows me and until they win one, it's hard for me to bet against Patrick Mahomes in this one.
Yeah, it's not a slight against Bobby. It's more so the sport you're going against, maybe the greatest in that sport, and that sport just so happens the way it's structured. Yeah, the quarterback just has all the control over a lot of the variables. So, yeah. I'd go with Mahomes. But I think Bobby's got to say.
Mahomes is the answer, and Bobby, looking at where this team has been, obviously we're in back-to-back years of competitive baseball, you would hope that it'll happen, but I just, with Mahomes, man, we've just seen so much of it that without even receivers, but yet Kelsey was there. So that's where it kind of like, okay, yeah, he didn't have, you know, he didn't have Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, those type of guys, but he had Kelsey. And it's, you know, Drew always says the reason, or maybe it was you that said it, that the reason you pay Jamar Chase, because Jamar Chase was Joe Burrow's Travis Kelsey. He's a wide receiver, but it's,
you don't pay anybody else on your offense. Now you got to pay your defensive players, which, again, Joe Burrow not happy about that, apparently.
Joe Burrow's not happy about it.
Yeah, like delayed his media conference yesterday and all this kind of stuff. Well, he's ticked off about it at all.
That's because his star defensive end and his head coach are going at it.
I know. But think about that. People picking the Bengals to do something this year, the quarterback, the star player, the head coach. I mean, it's a mess.
He said he wanted everyone signed. That's what he said he wanted.
Right.
They should have told him, we can't do that.
Joe Barucco Salt. I want it now, Daddy. Yeah. I want a golden goose. They're not for sale. What's your price, Wonka?
I mean, you go ahead. That was in the Charger video, too,
yes,
which
was
outstanding.
Yes,
was. Awesome. Outstanding by the Chargers. They get it. They play the hits, man.
They just can't win.
Like Chiefsaholic in the video, then the Chiefs getting slaughtered by the Eagles in what that video. It was good.
Didn't they have like Butker in the kitchen last year?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He was like pulling the pizza out with like the roller. Yeah. I was like, good Lord. So many shots.
Yeah, so savage. But the Dolphin Tyreek Hill thing was, I mean.
Coast Guard, all that.
It was really good by the Indianapolis. I can't believe they pulled it down. I'm surprised.
I'm too.
But I'm surprised.
Quickly before we go to break, do you think if Cags is the promised one that he and Bobby could be the next sports duo in Kansas City?
Well, I think but I think we have to see that first, right?
For sure.
Yeah, but yeah,
or what you've seen so far.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I
think people want to embrace that.
I think him and Rice would be the competition. Mahomes and Rice, that is. Yeah. But yeah, I think that's it.
Jerry?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's his son.
Strawberry pie.
Where'd Jerry Rice go to college?
Jerry, I don't
know. Come on, you know this.